Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got Gene Battaglia standing by. Get his thoughts on the upcoming Buffalo Bills and Baltimore Ravens games. Obviously, the Bills taking care of business. Last night, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders also taking care of business as well. All the lines are set for Week 4 in the NFL. We will look ahead to some of those matchups. We also got some big games in college football coming up this week, including Bama and Georgia. We'll look at some of those marquee matchups in Week 5 of college football. Also very interesting, a lot of really good 1-2 teams in the NFL. You got Baltimore, you got Dallas, you got San Francisco. We'll dive into some of those 1-2 teams and we'll see if they have some good odds maybe to make the playoffs, still potentially win their division as well. We're going to have Lucy Burge join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, send them in to the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BetQL, or you can go to YouTube, search YouTube/Odyssey Sports. You can send your comments there. You guys were awesome yesterday. A lot of great stuff. Keep that going. And also, if you miss any part of our show, make sure you check out the podcast. Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Everything from today's show you can find right there. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Gene Battaglia joins us. Give him a follow on X at Gene Battaglia. He's the co-host with Mike Danger of the Sports Bar, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, weekdays on 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. Gene, I do a weekly hit with you and Danger every week on 95.7 The Fan. I told you guys I really like Jacksonville last night against Buffalo. We saw how well all those 0-2 teams did in the NFL in Week 3. But, man, the Bills from start to finish yesterday were really, really good. I mean, where would you rank that of amongst the dominant performances that you've seen out of the Bills in the Josh Allen era from last night's game?
I think the top performance, I don't know if it'll ever be top, was that playoff win over New England where literally they scored a touchdown on every possession that mattered. But last night was in that similar vein. And the one thing that you cannot overlook is the fact that the extra rest, I think, benefited Buffalo coming off that win in Miami. It was a very business-like approach. So this is a Bills team that has been here at this position before. So last night, to me, was not a surprise that they took care of business and you know, took down a Jacksonville team that's, you know, pretty beat up at this point.
Now, we know, Gene, this is a team. I mean, they are a playoff perennial team. Allen's one of the best quarterbacks in the sport. They were amongst the favorites for much of the summer to win the AFC East. A lot of people like the Jets in that division. Also, the Dolphins were a team people liked coming into the year as well. But Buffalo's off to a 3-0 start absolutely dominated Miami last week, dominated the Jags last night. Scale to like 1 to 10, with 10 just being a complete shock, with kind of the offseason that Buffalo had and some of the new faces they had to bring in on both sides of the ball. How surprised are you with the start that they've gotten off to?
I'm mildly. I thought the Bills would kind of stub their toe, whether that be a loss in Miami or perhaps to Jacksonville, but that's the beauty of this league. When you're picking games in advance, it's kind of difficult to do, right? It's a week-to-week league. So for Buffalo in the division right now, certainly the Jets matchup in 3 weeks looms large, but now comes the interesting part. Not one, not two, but three straight games on the road against three teams in the AFC I think a lot of people have penciled in for the playoffs. Baltimore on a Sunday night. The Diggs revenge game, supposedly, coming up Sunday, 2 weeks from now in Houston. And then the Monday nighter on October 14th in the Meadowlands against the Jets.
You bring up Stephon Diggs, Gene. That's where I want to go next, because a lot of the talk, not only just amongst the Bills, but also fantasy football betting, was what this receiving core was going to look like for Buffalo. Now that you've kind of seen 3 weeks of the offense, do you think Shakur has kind of emerged as the number one guy for Buffalo in their receiving core?
I think it's something from a betting standpoint, it's going to be very difficult to pinpoint who's going to be the guy who's going to pop from week to week. Certainly Khalil Shakir is going to be one of the top targets, and quite often than not, maybe he'll be the leading receiver, but you also have Dalton Kincaid, you have the rookie Keon Coleman, you have Curtis Samuel, you have Dawson Knox, and you have out of the backfield the guy who does a little bit of everything in James Cook. What the Bills have talked about is this everyone eats mentality. So keep that in mind. If you like player props, I can't tell you from week to week who's going to be getting the ball. Consider last night against Jacksonville, there were 10 different receivers to catch a pass from Josh Allen. There were six guys who scored touchdowns. So I think it's going to be this balanced attack that are going to keep defenses off kilter.
Gene, I mean, you've watched every Josh Allen game, and he's certainly had stretches throughout his career where he's looked incredible. Right now, he's the betting favorite to win NFL MVP. Does it feel different to you this year? Like, do you think Josh is a legit MVP candidate? Do you still think there's value there at plus 200, plus 250 for him to win the award?
Gosh, value is tough for me to determine, but what I can tell you is if you replicate this throughout the season, he should win the MVP, because if you take a Stephon Diggs and now you're finding different ways to win, and it's everything that we've been hoping for, right? That is, don't force the ball in certain situations. Slide. Take whatever the defense is giving you. This marks the first time in Josh Allen's career he's gone three straight games without throwing an interception. So this Bills offense has a different look, and you cannot give enough credit to Josh Allen what he's done so far. So to answer your question, PJ, certainly right now I'd have him as the betting favorite as the MVP. At plus 200, I'm not sure if that provides any great value for you.
Now, you mentioned the Bills start their first of a three-game road trip coming up. Sunday Night Football against the Ravens, going to be a really good game. Could be a potential huge game when we get towards the end of the year for seeding purposes in the AFC. Gene, what are your initial thoughts on that game right now with the Ravens favored by 2.5, total 46? Do you think this is a shootout-type game? Is it a game in the low 20s? And do you think it comes down to the end, or do you think Buffalo just continues to roll?
I think it's a game where I've been waiting for the Bills, that their injuries, to catch up with them on defense here. They've lost three all-pro type of players. Matt Milano was an all-pro, Taron Johnson, the nickelback, and Terrell Bernard. Now, there's an outside chance that Bernard may come back. I wouldn't expect that for this week, as he was not placed on IR. But at some point, as much as you want to give credit to some of these linebackers and defensive backs for stepping up, which they have, you're going against a different beast here in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. So to me, that line feels right where it should. And I think this is a tough spot for Buffalo, coming off what was a very emotional win last night with DeMar Hamlin getting the interception. So yeah. To me, it wouldn't surprise me if Baltimore won this game coming up Sunday night.
Have you bought into this Bills team already, even though it's early on in the season? Like, what will it take for you, Gene, and you think that Bills fan base to finally buy in on this team and look at their squad and say, you know what, we have a team that's good enough to win the AFC, win the Super Bowl this year? Are you waiting for this road stretch that they have over the next 3 weeks? Or after the last 2 weeks, are you ready to say, this Bills team's for real, they're good enough to beat anybody?
I think it's Kansas City. That's how I would answer that question. I mean, that is the team that the Bills have yet to figure out how to beat when it matters the most. You got them in your place last year, so first step being win the division, and right now they're on a good path. Certainly the Jets going to be a very tough contender, but I think most people here would say the Bills should be invited to the party that's known as the NFL playoffs. And when you get to that point, I like their chances, but until you actually take down the Giant, that's the one thing standing in their way.
Very good. Gene, before I let you go, just once more on this Ravens and Bills game. Any players that maybe you would target on Buffalo's side? They did a great job of running the ball the first 2 weeks. Last night against Jacksonville, their clear plan of attack was to throw the ball. They had a ton of success doing that. Is it more of the same against the Ravens, or do you think they lean on Cook in that running game more so on Sunday night?
I think that Cook is always a safe play. Consider, PJ, that last year he was second in all-purpose yards, only behind CMC, and he's on that path once again. So to me, when you're going on the road, that's always the safe play here. So of all the player props I would think would have the best chance to go over, I would take a look at James Cook.
He's the best. Gene Battaglia, give him a follow on X at Gene Battaglia, co-host of the Sports Bar. Him, Mike Danger, make sure you check it out. Coming up 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch him weekdays, Monday through Friday, 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. Gene, always great talking with you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow, my friend. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, PJ. The back end of the home and home, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Gene Battaglia joining us here on Send It In. B-Mills, I still got some questions coming in here on college football. Forgot to give you a little bit of a hard time with the Utes beating your Oklahoma State Cowboys. Still hoping the Utes can make the playoffs and cash that +320 play from the preseason. I know, B-Mills, I should have stuck with our Utes throughout the season. I still liked Oklahoma State in that game. Bowman did not play well, but that was just your typical Utah kind of game. I think their game against Arizona could be a little interesting. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, B-Mills, still trying to get the best numbers, how to do a teaser play on Chiefs -2.5, -1.5, depending on the book. Bills +8.5 this week. PJ, what do you think? Certainly love the Bills teaser play. I think that's a really good look. I honestly think I'd rather tease down the Jets this week against Denver. Kansas City should be a good option too. Obviously, all these big favorites keep losing in the NFL. I don't see that continuing. I think the Jets and the Chiefs should be safe options. Buffalo +8.5, that's going to be a one-score game with the Ravens. So I think that is a good look as well. As for some of the other games in week 4 of the NFL, Thursday night we got the Giants and the Cowboys, and I really like Dallas in this spot, you guys, -4.5 going up against New York. Cowboys have won 13 of their last 14 games against the Giants. Not only have they beat them 13 of the last 14 times, only one of those 13 wins was decided by 4 points or less. When Dallas beats New York, it's usually not very close. We've also kind of seen this already, and we've seen it throughout the last couple years on Thursday Night Football. When it's on a short week, usually the better, more talented team just kind of wins, regardless if it's at home or it's on the road. We saw that with the Jets and the Patriots. We saw that with the Bills and the Dolphins in week 2. Everybody's down on Dallas right now. Their defense is awful. They can't stop the run. You know what helps with that? Going up against the Giants offense. I think last week was more about, or Sunday was more about, Deshaun Watson and Cleveland and just their ineptitude on offense and how abysmal they are. This is the get right game for Dallas, going on the road in a short week, going up against a team that they always dominate. Dak always plays well against New York. Think we're getting a good price here. I like the Cowboys -4.5. As for Sunday's game, good one in the NFC South between the Saints and the Falcons. Atlanta opened up early in the week -1. Now they're up to -2. I like the Saints in this game outright, +115 to get the victory over Atlanta. Atlanta, 2 back-to-back primetime games, Monday night against the Eagles, Sunday night against Kansas City, and 2 roller coaster type games, right? You kind of snatch that game away from Philly, you lose a heartbreaker from Kansas City, now you got to turn around, you got to play a divisional game against the Saints team coming off a bad performance. Offense finally fell back down to earth. Now they go on the road. I think Carr and the offense look much better. I think the Saints are the better team. I like the spot for them better as well. I'll take New Orleans over Atlanta. Then we got the Rams and the Bears on Sunday. Chicago favored by 3 in this game. Now in week 2, Or I should say in week three, coming off of week two, big part of our handicap for some of those games last week, right? We were looking at the Bucks and we were looking at the Broncos game, like the emotional hangover that the Bucks had from that win over the Lions the previous week. Then they lose outright. What about the Raiders kind of having that emotional win? And then they dropped the following week to the Carolina Panthers after their win against the Ravens. Well, the Rams just had that emotional win against San Francisco, right? 0-2 team, all those injuries, you come back, you win at the buzzer, just a dramatic victory for LA. Now you go on the road to Chicago. The Bears are laying 3. Bears offense has not looked good this season. I think their defense, though, against that banged up Rams offensive line, no Puka, no Cooper Kupp, I think this is the game where the Rams offense really does struggle. I like the Bears to win it, so I would take them -3. Vikings and Packers, Green Bay favored by 2.5 right now. The total is 43.5. For me, I would sit and wait and see what happens an hour before kick on Sunday for this game. It all depends on what the quarterback news is. If Jordan Love is good to go and he starts, Green Bay is going to become a 3, maybe even a 3.5-point favorite in this game. I would like Minnesota plus the points. If Malik Willis plays, this is going to drop closer to a pick 'em. And in that case, I would actually like Green Bay at home. So for me, it's not a game I feel strongly about, but it depends which way, who starts at quarterback for Green Bay, which way I lean in that game. Then we got the Steelers and the Colts. Pittsburgh is going to be one of my favorite bets of the week on the money line. The Steelers just know how to win football games, guys. They stick to who they are. Their defense might be the best in football. They've given up 10 or fewer points in all 3 games this season. Their offense hasn't even eclipsed 20 points, but it doesn't matter because they don't turn the ball over. They run the football. They play field position, and they just lean on that defense. Anthony Richardson has really struggled the last 2 weeks. I expect him to struggle against this defense as well. Give me the Steelers on the money line against the Colts. Jets and Broncos, as I mentioned, I like the Jets in a teaser leg. If I had to play the game, I would probably take the Jets -7 as well. Bo Nix and Denver looked good last week against Tampa, but it's because he finally played a mediocre defense, right? The first 2 weeks, you're going up against Pittsburgh, and you're going up against Mike McDonald as your first career NFL start on the road. Like, those are 2 tough games. Now you're facing another good defense in the Jets. I think Bo struggles. I would probably lay the 7 with New York. Eagles -2.5 at the Bucks. Probably the game I have the no opinion on at all this week. I could not bet Philly again after Nick Sirianni, what he did in that game against the Saints, passing up all those field goals. And Tampa, I want to stay away. Bengals and Panthers, I think I'm going to find myself on Cincinnati this week, -4.5 against Carolina. Everybody is going to love Carolina now because of what Andy Dalton did against Las Vegas, and Joe Burrow and the Bengals continue to be a disappointment. They lose again as big favorites outright last week. The Bengals, a lot of people know that as 0-3, usually those teams don't make the playoffs, but if they beat Carolina, they get the Ravens next week. If they win those 2 games, they're right back in the thick of it in the division. So I know it's not looking good for Cincinnati. They might not be a playoff team, but they have a better chance than you think. I'm willing to go to the well one more time with the Bengals. I would lean towards them -4.5 in that game. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. And we've all had our first touchdown bets vultured or called back before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first TD bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. Last night, we had Ja'Marr Chase, first touchdown at +700, so that was pretty awesome. How does it work? You can place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game if your player scores the first touchdown in the game. Win your wager is normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for this campaign. All right, let's talk about 1-2 teams now in the NFL as we dive into our glass ball. My guy Shawnee Sharp going to help us out. Start with the AFC, Shawnee Sharp. Who's a 1-2 team in the AFC that you think might be intriguing?
Yeah, how about let's start with one that's near and dear to your heart here, Peach. How about the Baltimore Ravens? To make the playoffs, they're -225. To miss the playoffs, they're at +185. And still, they're the betting favorite to win the North at +135.
Still think there's good value there on the Ravens to miss the playoffs, folks. +185, I really do. I know they beat Dallas last week. Lamar's 21-1 against the NFC. That's what he does. He beats the NFC. They got the Bills this week. They're at Cincinnati next week. Their schedule's still a gauntlet. They have to play Washington with Jaden Daniels, who looks like he's going to be really good. They're at Tampa. They still got to play 5 more divisional games later on in the season. So their schedule is really hard. Offensive line still an issue. Concerned about the defense and how they continue to just collapse in the fourth quarter. I like the value on the Ravens. Missed the playoffs, plus 185.
All right, let's go to the AFC East here. How about the Miami Dolphins? They're to make the playoffs, they're at plus 200. To miss playoffs, minus 250. And to win the division, they are 10-1.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything with the Dolphins. I think they're cooked. Look, Mike McDaniel, I've never been a fan of his as a head coach. I think he's a great play caller. But as a head coach, a leader of men, I've never been a fan. Tua, who knows when he's coming back? It's just not good vibes right now in Miami. Even without Tua, you know, they should still be able to put up points with all the weapons that they have on offense, and they're just not even coming close. It was a disaster against Seattle on Sunday, so I'm out on Miami.
All right, how about go back to the NFC, the AFC North here. The Cleveland Browns to make the playoffs at plus 275, miss the playoffs at minus 350, and to win the division, they are 11-1.
Yeah, I'm done with the Browns. I thought at the beginning of the year they could win the AFC North. I picked the wrong long shot. The Steelers would be the bet, even though I don't think Pittsburgh's going to win it. Obviously, being 3-0, I think they advanced to 4-0. They look like the bet. Deshaun Watson's cooked, though. He is so bad. And we saw it with the Washington Commanders game last night. They believe in Jaden Daniels. And it just, it goes through the entire team, and you can feel that. It feels like Cleveland, they are so sick of Watson. They only know he's out there because of his contract. He is terrible, and the Browns just won't win anything of significance with him as their quarterback, so I am done with Cleveland.
All right, last AFC team here for you, my neck of the woods. The Indianapolis Colts was at that game. Not a fan of the result for that one, but to make the playoffs, they're 2-1, miss the playoffs, minus 250, and also to win the AFC South, they're plus 500.
Yeah, I'm still not quite done with the Indianapolis Colts yet. They're plus 500 to win the division. They got two teams that are 0-3 in their division in Jacksonville and Tennessee. Houston just got beat up bad by Minnesota. They struggled against Chicago. And listen to the three games for Indianapolis after the Pittsburgh game: at Jacksonville, at Tennessee, and then home against Miami. So they could start to get rolling a little bit. Remember, Anthony Richardson doesn't have that many starts under his belt. There are going to be some growing pains. I think Indianapolis plus 500 to win the division is worth a little bit of a sprinkle. Sean, what about a couple teams in the NFC?
Yeah, we'll get a little rapid fire here in the NFC. How about the Dallas Cowboys? They're pretty much almost like a pick 'em here to make or miss the playoffs, minus 115 to make, minus 105 to miss, and to win the division, they're plus 260.
So I do like Dallas this week against the Giants. However, I don't like them to make the playoffs, and a big part of it is their schedule is brutal. After this Giants game, they're at Pittsburgh, home against Detroit, at San Francisco, at Atlanta, home against Philly, home against Houston, at Washington. It's a gauntlet. I don't see them having a winning record coming out of that stretch. I'll go Dallas to miss the playoffs.
All right, next one here for you. The Carolina Panthers coming off their first win. Make the playoffs, they're 9-1. To miss the playoffs, they're minus 1600. And to win the division, they're 20-1.
I'll go 20-1 on the Panthers to win the division. That was my pick at the beginning of the year. We're getting good value. What's funny is we all thought Dave Canales would turn around Bryce Young because that's what he does. Maybe he's just going to turn around Andy Dalton. Maybe this team will get cooking. They certainly did against Vegas, so I'll go 20-1 on the Panthers. Still have hope that they can find a way to win the division.
All right, I got two more here for you, Peach. The Arizona Cardinals to make the playoffs, plus 250. Miss the playoffs, minus 300. Win the division, plus 650.
I think the Cardinals are an interesting bet potentially to make the playoffs at plus 250. Kyler Murray's playing really well. Their offense can put up points, and defensively they have improved the last couple weeks. And in that NFC that's wide open, I think Cardinals are an interesting look.
All right, last one here. The San Francisco 49ers, tough stretch here with all the injuries, but to make the playoffs, they're still minus 275, miss the playoffs, plus 225, and to win division, now they're plus money at plus 105.
I'll still go with the Niners to win the division. You're getting a great price now at plus money. They do have all these injuries. They're going to get healthier, though, and the Niners just know how to win games. So plus money for San Fran to win the division. I like that price on the Niners. All right, let's talk some college football real quick. Some marquee games that we got coming up in week 5. We'll start with Kentucky at Ole Miss this week. I'd lay it with the Rebels, minus 17.5. I think a lot of people are going to like Kentucky because they kept that game close with Georgia. Ole Miss's D-line, I think, is going to suffocate Kentucky's offense, and I think their offense is going to put up points. This is a road game for Kentucky. Give me Ole Miss, minus 17.5. Oklahoma State and Kansas State, top 25 showdown. Give me the under 55.5. I have not been impressed with either quarterback this season. Alan Bowman for Oak State or Avery Johnson for Kansas State. Both quarterbacks really struggle to throw the ball, which means both teams are going to want to lean on the ground game. I think this is a game where the clock continues to move throughout. Both teams want to establish the line of scrimmage. I'll go under 55.5. Louisville in South Bend to take on Notre Dame this weekend. Irish favored by 6. If I had to play the game, I would probably take Louisville plus the points. Jeff Brohm is really good as an underdog. And, you know, Louisville's got some weapons at receiver. I am worried a little bit about Tyler Shough, the Louisville quarterback, going up against Notre Dame's defense. I think the under 48.5 could be a look as well. Showdown, one of the best games we'll get all year. Georgia at Alabama, top 5 matchup, total of 48.5. I kind of like the over in this game, you guys. Kirby Smart, since he's been the coach at Georgia, has played Bama 6 times. All 6 of those games, they have scored 49 points or more combined, and that was with 2 defensive coaches in Saban and Kirby that obviously know each other extremely well. Now I'm getting an offensive coach in the mix with Kellen DeBoer, who should be able to put up some points. Kirby Smart in Georgia, I think, could put up some points as well. Kind of like the over, I'll lean towards Bama winning that game as well. Top 20 matchup between Illinois and Penn State. Penn State laying 17.5 at home. I just don't really know how Illinois is going to score very much in this game. I think the Illini team total under is a great look. I think Penn State rolls. This feels like a 30-3 kind of game to me. I'll take Penn State minus the points. And then give me Arizona plus 12.5 against Utah to keep it close as well. Arizona blew out Utah last year in Tucson. Fafita, their quarterback, had a ton of success against Morgan Scalley, Kyle Whittingham, and that Utah defense. I'll take Arizona to keep it close. Bryce Eccles is a tough place to play. Don't think they win the game, but 12.5 is too much. Give me Arizona plus the points. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in now with Lucy Burge joining us here on a Tuesday. Lucy, we got 6 days left in the MLB regular season. I can't believe it's almost coming to a close. Excited to get your thoughts on that. But real quick, Lucy, what do we have as our 5-star plays today from the BetQL model?
Yes, PJ, as a Red Sox fan, it feels like it's been 6 more days for about a month now. When is the season going to come to an end? But yeah, only 6 more days. Very sad. But speaking of Major League Baseball, 5-star play for today is Yankees money line against the Orioles. The Yankees have won their last 3 games in 6 of their last 7, and the Orioles have, lost their last 2, 5 of their last 7. So the Yankees on the money line is a 5-star play from the BetQL model today.
Yeah, that's unfortunately a really good selection by the BetQL model. Lucy, what about yourself? What are some of your favorite bets today?
Yeah, so I'm taking a bet in this very game, Aaron Judge, over 1.5 total bases. Never really a bad bet. He has hit this over in his last 2 games with a home run in each of those. And he has gone over this total in 6 of his last 9 games. And against Dean Kramer, he's batting .308 with 3 home runs off of him and a single. So I think he can hit the over on bases tonight, Aaron Judge. And then Matt Olson, same thing, over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in 8 of his last 10 and in his last 2 games and in 5 of his last 6. So he has been hitting this. And against Luis Severino, he is batting .400 with a double and 3 singles. And Luis Severino has allowed 13 hits, including 3 home runs, over his last 3 starts. So Matt Olson over 1.5 bases. And then a Lucy Longball for today, Shohei Ohtani, just a classic. He has 5 home runs in his last 4 games, 6 in his last 5 of his last 6 games. And against Michael King, he is batting .417 with 3 home runs, 2 doubles, and a single. There are very few bad spots for Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run, but this is an exceptionally good one, I think, against Michael King tonight for Shohei Ohtani.
I mean, we all wanted 50-50, Lucy. He might get to 55-55. Yeah. Like, he's just he's a freak. I mean, he's Ohtani.
60-60.
60-60, maybe. We got 6 games left. I mean, I'm going to tell him 70? He couldn't do it. Exactly.
No way.
Before I let you go, week 4 in the NFL, we got all the lines available. You like the Lions minus 3 last week against Arizona. I was right there with you. That was a good pick. Anything that sticks out to you this week?
Yeah, PJ, this is kind of sickening, but Patriots plus 10 is kind of calling my name. It is whispering my name. It's looking a little enticing. The Niners are a little banged up. Big favorites have been coming through. It is fade the public season. Every time I think I'm out, they're pulling me back in. So right now, my palms are sweating. Patriots plus 10. Even thinking about it, I'm like, oh, am I setting myself up for massive destruction? But right now, Patriots plus 10. I think I'm going to do it.
All right, very good. Lucy Burge, Jake Hassan, bet slips and bat flips coming up 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on BetQL. Lucy, always great seeing you. Have a great show. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's wrap up the show here on Send It In. And let's go streaking. Jose Altuve is going to be our guy today, going up against Logan Gilbert, 11 for 28 in his career against Seattle's starter. He's batting .295 this season. He's on a 3-game hit streak. I mean, this is Altuve. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best hitters. Great history against Gilbert. He is our play in going streaking. BetQL model likes the Yankees money line today. I also like that, and I also like the Orioles team total under. That's going to be our prop block. O's offense just can't hit right now. Keep betting this team total under, 3.5 minus 105. That's going to be my prop block of the day. My dog of the day is going to be right down the street from us, the Washington Nationals +1.5 at minus 120 against the Kansas City Royals. All the pressure in this series is on the Royals. They're trying to make it in the AL wild card. They have lost 7 straight games. They might win today. I don't know if they're winning by 2 runs. Snapping that win streak, we'll take the Nats +1.5. And my best bet's going to be the Cubs on the money line today at minus 130 against the Phillies. Phillies clinched the division last night. A lot of drinking going on in that clubhouse. I think could be some hangovers maybe in that dugout as they take the field against the Cubs today with Justin Steele on the mound. This is just a good old fade of a team coming off of winning a division title. We'll take the Cubs as our best bet. Real quick, once again, Altuve going streaking. O's under 3.5 runs is our prop block. Nats +1.5, our dog of the day. Cubs money line is our best bet. Thanks again to Gene Battaglia, Lucy Burge. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Johnny Cogdon joins me tomorrow to preview Bama and Georgia. We'll see you then.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.